This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are celebrating their diversity. They got a transgender woman, what's her name, Christina Hall something or another, elected, and they're thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, look at our diversity. We'll talk more about it. Anyway, hey, I'm glad to be back with you folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Was on the road. We had some technical difficulties. I apologize for some of that stuff. We're working a lot of these things out, but boy, radio, as simple as it is, it can be just a bit complicated. Anyway, while I was gone, the big news, you guys know what happened, right? Donald Trump has flipped his wig. He's unhinged. That's what Omarosa says. Many others, they've been saying this for quite some time. He's unhinged. He took away the security clearance of John Brennan. How dare he? Former CIA director John Brennan had his security clearance yanked by the man who would push the bomb, the guy who's cleaning up the swamp. And John Brennan says, no, he's not cleaning up the swamp. This man is deranged. He wants to make sure that all this crooked stuff that he's been doing with Russia, he wants all that to continue. He says, Donald Trump colluded with the Russians in the 2016 election, and it is a desperate move on the part of Donald Trump to take back his security clearance. Now, you guys have probably heard from many other pundits, why would John Brennan need a security clearance? Trump's not going to go to him and say, hey, John, while I got you on the phone, and we're talking about grabbing women by the boop-boop, what do you think about security in such and such? You think, ooh, I hit some chips. What do you think he's going to say about it? You think he's going to confide in John Brennan, a man who's an avowed communist? John Brennan, the man who actually believes that Islam is a wonderful religion. This is a dude who has let Islam flourish in this country. Probably one of the most anti-American people on the planet. And I heard a clip, somebody said, the clip was along the lines of, all these security experts have gotten together to say that taking away John Brennan's security clearances makes Donald Trump seem like a despot. He's turning into a dictator. And get this, because here's the secret sauce. Many Republicans said, not so fast. I'm talking about high-level Republicans coming to the defense of Donald Trump. Say, what? Who are you and what have you done with those Republicans? Because the Republicans don't fight for anything. But they're starting to fight for Donald Trump. The New York Times, it was an opinion piece, they said, Brennan cites press reports and Trump's own goading of Russia during the campaign to find the Democrat Hillary Clinton's missing emails as a reason that Trump was working with Russia. Trump himself drew a connection between the revocation of Brennan's clearance and the Russia probe, telling the Wall Street Journal the investigation is a sham and these people led it. I told you, if you've been listening to me at any point when I've been talking about this stuff, I said to you, Donald Trump has now turned the corner on the now over Mueller investigation. And when he got rid of Brennan, he put out a sign that said, enough is enough. Now, he had put other signs out. He had been tweeting about Sessions, do this, Mueller, you need to do that. When he met with Russia, I told everybody that was willing to listen. That was Donald Trump saying, you can no longer say I colluded with Russia, so now I'm going to meet with Russia. That was the biggest sign you've had in a while. Now, the biggest sign that the cleaning house has begun is something as subtle as saying, I'm going to take the biggest loudmouth and I'm taking away a security clearance. Want to make a prediction? Anybody want to make a prediction on the Kevin Jackson Show? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. My prediction is thus, Donald Trump will remove Clapper's security clearance next. Who are the takers? Who do you think is going to be next? Do you think security clearance of, say, John Kerry? Will his go? Barack Obama, as if he ever had one. I don't know. Did he ever get a security clearance? Anyway, here's my point. It's all gone. All these people He fired Strzok, finally. What took so long with that, right? McCabe, probably trying to find a rock big enough to hide him and his family under. James Comey will lose his security clearance, and it'll go down the line. Eric Holder, all through the food chain. And you know what the American people will say? They will say, what the heck took so long? What took so long? How can you let these people maintain security clearances? It's a matter of national security. What? That a bunch of has-been Democrats that were kicked, that now no longer have anything to do with this White House and want to see the president fail and no longer have their security clearances? Try selling that to the American people. Let me tell you something. Trump is not stupid. His timing is impeccable. And Donald Trump has picked yet again the perfect time to give the Democrats something to talk about. That the world and the American people are going to go, I'm with Trump. I'm with Trump. They say, Trump said this. I think it's something that had to be done. Brennan wrote that Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia are hogwash. That the only question remaining is whether the collusion amounts to a constituted criminal liable conspiracy. Brennan's right about that. The only problem he has is, who is criminally liable? Because it's not Trump. Look, every time are you still following this Mueller case? How much are you looking at it going, ooh, I can't wait for Mueller? When the Gulf War was going on, I was up, eyes glazed over, waiting on it. Oh, what's Schwarzkopf going to say next? I don't even care what Mueller says. If Mueller says, we've got video of Donald Trump, in the Kremlin doing a male striptease, I would be like, I don't believe you. I just wouldn't. There's nothing he's going to tell me that's going to make me go, huh, that Donald Trump, he's suspicious. There's nothing. Let me put it this way. The investigation's gone on long enough. All we're talking about is the last part of the drink. The part nobody wants because too many people have been sipping in it. And as my cousin used to call it, backwash. He says, don't drink the last part of any drink. It's just backwash. That's all Mueller's got is backwash. So what's he going to come out with that's going to be so salacious? It's like these infamous Omarosa tapes. What do they think? Everybody's talking about, we got the N-word tapes. The N-word tapes. Did Donald Trump got N-word tapes. Where are they? Where are they? Did Hillary Clinton's crooked team of scoundrels, were they not able to find them? After everything they looked up on Donald Trump, everybody offering money, looking for dirt, begging this guy to come on, you would think they would have the infamous intakes. This is like the Tea Party racist. This is like the Yeti, the Sasquatch, the unicorn, the Loch Ness monster, all combined into one, and they got bupkis. But we got a lot coming up, folks. Glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The jury is still out on Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort. Day one of deliberations ended with a series of questions for the judge and no verdict. Correspondent Peter Ducey was at the courthouse all day, where Manafort's defense team is calling it a good day. Peter?
Shannon, a big part of the Manafort defense team strategy during closing arguments was to remind the jury that the Mueller team has to prove that Paul Manafort is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And tonight, the jury sent a note to the judge, T.S. Ellis, asking him to redefine reasonable doubt. So the judge brought everybody into the courtroom and he told them this. The government is not required to prove the defendant guilty beyond all possible doubt, but beyond all reasonable doubt. And the Manafort defense team says they think that that favors their side.
We just got some good news. The jury's been deliberating. They had some questions, which the judge addressed, and they've asked to come back tomorrow to continue deliberations.
Any odds on the Manafort trial? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Manafort. The president came out and said something on the lines of, it's a shame what they're doing to Manafort. It's a shame in America that this could happen to Manafort, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'll tell you this. I don't think it's looking that great for Mueller in this case. I think this is one of these deals where they had to make it. They feel like they have to make a case. Here's what somebody wrote. If it feels like the jury in Paul Manafort's trial is taking forever to reach a verdict, actually it's not. This is how long you'd expect them to take, despite the defense's claim that extended deliberations in the jury's questions are a good sign. Maybe they are a good sign. I know, when I done a little bit I know about the law, they say things like, well, you never know, right? It could be a good sign, it could be a bad sign. It's kind of like the way the old guy, what was his name? The guy who used to run the economy, run the Fed, Greenspan. He would go, well, it could be a good economy, could not be. And then whatever happened, they'd go, wow, he's such a genius. In this case, the defense, what do you expect them to say? But they're basing it on the questions of the jury. And I heard a couple of, I was like, that, if I were a jury, if I heard that question asked as a defense juror, a defense lawyer, I would go, yeah, it bodes pretty well. It seems like they're looking at things my direction. The jury hasn't been sequestered. They said, without reaching a verdict after days of deliberations, frustrating onlookers eager for answers in the highest profile development yet in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Manafort, the former campaign manager for Trump, has been charged on 18 counts, bank fraud conspiracy, false income tax returns, failure to report foreign bank or financial assets. He's pleaded not guilty. The person who is supposed to be the number one guy going against him, seems like this dude is like, wow. I'm just saying, everything doesn't look good. I don't know. What kind of odds would you give? I'm going to give Manafort, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to give Manafort a 60-40 chance of getting out of this. 60-40. This wind is making me lose my breath. Can you get that fan off me? Yeah, 60-40. And here's what I want you to understand. The government has gone after Paul Manafort big time. And this is the best they can do. And get this. It has no tie to Donald Trump. None. Donald Trump called it very sad. They say thus far it's been hard to glean what, if anything, is happening in jury deliberations. Even the names of the people deliberating are unknown. The judge who's overseeing the trial, T.S. Ellis III, he said this case would, quote, incite this emotion, and he said that he has received threats related to the case. Let me tell you something, and you all know this, I know this about leftists. Leftists will threaten you for anything, and don't take it lightly. They will follow up. They have not followed up on their threats on me because they all know that I will absolutely break their skulls. I have no problem saying that publicly because if you threaten now, you've been warned. See, that protects me. I would suggest that Judge T.S. Ellis take the Kevin Jackson approach and tell him that he's going to crack some heads if they come after him. We have a guy in our film, Bleeding Blue, that's coming out here soon. And he's a pastor. And he put up a banner that said, let's pray for the police. And people threatened this man. Found out where he lives and threatened him. I'm not going to be a deal breaker. You can go watch the film. It'll tell you what happened. When I talk to you about cases being made where there is no case, wait till you hear the testimony of Chief Jackson from Ferguson, Missouri, when he tells you what Eric Holder did to him. What he said. This is real life witness accounts of stuff. See, I know what goes on. And you have an idea of what goes on. You know that this case against Manafort is a witch hunt of the highest order. And let's say Manafort has some squeaky stuff in here. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. I'll tell you this. I don't want anybody trying to get away with anything. But I'll tell you. For the government to run this much of a case against anybody, and this is as much as they have, I say, let Manafort free. Do an investigation of the Clinton Foundation to this level, and what do you think we'd find? They said that the jury asked Ellis four questions. The judge answered two. He said, as we wait, I ask eight lawyers what it might mean that the Manafort jurors are taking so long. Their answer, by and large, was that they aren't. Probably means nothing, says Shira Scheinlin, former U.S. District Judge in the Southern District of New York. Most juries are very meticulous. Bank fraud and tax fraud are complex statutes, involve unfamiliar concepts and not an everyday experience of the jurors. Another juror, he's a law professor at Cornell, said jurors continuing to deliberate likely means they're not super close to a verdict. But he pointed out, there's a lot of charges against Manafort for him just to walk away. Manafort was charged with multiple counts of multiple charges, increasing the mathematical likelihood. See, that's why they do that. He's got 18 counts. Because if it was two counts, you might go, come on, 18. And you're going, okay, well, you know he did something. You know, it's like buzzard circling. One or two buzzards, maybe something's dead. 18 buzzards, something's dead. So they got 18 buzzards, 18 counts. And the worst thing that Manafort has going for him is this terrible little thing that he did, joining Donald Trump's campaign for just a smidgen. Just a smidgen. Yeah, I mean, tiniest amount of time. Not enough to say grace over, not enough to indict himself or anything. And here we are, facing this. He's facing a gauntlet now. That's what they want to do. That's how they want to attack him. His association with Trump is enough. Same with you and me. They want to attack you. They want you. They want to belittle you. They want you to feel so little when you go in 2018 to vote for the people that Trump says vote for, that he asked you to vote for. They want you to feel little in 2020 when you go vote for Trump again. They want you to feel guilty. I don't think you're going to feel it, personally. I think Manafort's probably one of the cleanest guys out there. I don't know for sure, but boy, they sure are going after him hard, and I know how they are. Speaking of which, we're going to be talking about neocons in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Today, just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time at the White House, President Trump is hosting a Salute to Heroes event, which will honor ICE and CBP and recognize the dangerous work they do at protecting America's borders. Regarding the president's wall that he's been pushing for, Congressman Chuck Fleischman says,
I serve on the House Appropriations Committee. We put up $5 billion for the wall, and we've actually passed that bill in the House full and the House subcommittee. So that's very important. The president is wise. He understands what's at stake in the midterms. The House is in great shape. The Senate is the difficult part on the wall.
And Fleischman was also asked ultimately what he thinks will happen regarding a budget.
We will make a decision very early September. Will the House and Senate be able to put something on the president's desk? If we're not able to do that, my gut feeling is possibly a short-term CR until after the elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We were talking about the fall of the neocons. These are the new conservatives. But it isn't just about being a neocon. It's about what does that represent. Because I've heard people, oh, you're a neocon. I'm not a neocon. I've been a conservative my whole life. I'm not new to this. And that doesn't even matter because neo being new, that's not the point of it. It's really the intellectual class of the conservatives that I differ with. And I'll be blunt. In the 10 years that I've been doing this, there are people who have this institutional knowledge of this industry, and they detest people like myself. They detest the ingenues. I don't detest the people that are revolutionizing our thing, whatever it is. But here's where I draw the line, and I'm going to use, Candace as an example. Candace Owens came to conservatism about a year ago, and she admitted, I was at an event with her, and she says, a year and a half ago, I was talking about you people. She admitted it. And she goes, but, once I got it, and now she's an evangelist. And so she says, I'm going to set the stage for, the black conservatism in America. And I go, well, I don't disagree that you've tapped into a new audience by way of Kanye West. She's been able to do that. But don't dismiss all the other people. See, Kanye recognizes her. He's like, oh, I saw that girl debate. He could have easily seen any of us debate. But he didn't. He could have easily then backtracked and went and saw the work of Thomas Sowell, who I find to be one of the most profound people on the planet. Maybe he would have discovered Jason Hill, who sits on one of my boards. Jason is a professor at DePaul. This brother is deep. Was on Tucker the other night. You should have seen him. Who knows? But it was Kanye who brought attention to this new thing. And I've been talking about pop culture meeting politics from the moment I got in. That's why I said I'm going to do it based on comedy and snarky sarcasm. We all have our place, but we shouldn't forget the people that came behind us. But what these neocons do is they intellectualize this stuff. And I'm finishing an article I'd started actually not long ago and didn't get to finish because, we ran out of time. But the guy is asking in the fall of the neocons, what happened? If these intellectuals were so influential in the conservative movement, then why has their apostasy garnered so little attention? Now, okay, let's just, there are people that might ask that, well, Kevin, you've been doing this a long time. What kind of cred do you have? And I go, I don't know. I don't compare myself to, say, Star Parker or Alan West or Larry Elder or other blacks. I don't compare myself to Laura Ingraham or Glenn Beck or whomever. But here's what I do know. I know that when I go through the airport, there are people that recognize me. I know that pretty much anything political, wherever I go, somebody goes, I recognize you. They recognize me from usually from Fox. But they recognize me. Maybe they recognize me from radio. Maybe they know of my brand. I don't know. Don't really care. But I know this. I've made an impact. And let me tell you something else. It may have taken me 10 years to get to this level. Watch what happens the next 10 years. And I say that because I don't believe it to be my plan. I've had this discussion with God about what needs to happen next. And I think God's got a plan. I'm curious to see what it is. But I think it's going to be pretty explosive and pretty good. So he asked, why did it garner such little attention? He says, Ramesh Panuru, editorial in Bloomberg, blurted out this truth. In 2016, we found out that conservative elites didn't speak for Republican voters. This split between the party's base and its donor class, as well as the donor-funded individuals, was years in the making, but it became obvious once Trump became the nominee. Then the truth became obvious and damning. The never-Trumpers represented no one but themselves. See, that's the key. And I'm going to tell you something, man. If there's anything that our team hasn't done, we have not, we don't represent just ourselves. I have said it from the moment of my first radio broadcast, the moment of my first writings. I don't do this for me. I do this for you. It may sound, oh, you know, yeah, no, it's not that I'm so pretty. It's my team is pretty. You know, no, it's not that at all. There is nothing that I do that, as God is my witness, I'm not willing to walk away from. Any of it. I walked away from Fox and then they got me on. I've walked away from opportunities in this business that, quite frankly, I could have been probably farther ahead, but I disagreed with them in some way, shape, or form. Something didn't go right, I didn't believe in. Anyway, this guy says, looking back, it now seems self-evident that conservative pundits were preposterously out of touch. Who isn't amused by the Poindexter pretentiousness of George Will's bow ties or the pseudo-scholarly piffle of Jonah Goldberg's byline as the inaugural holder of his assness chair in Applied Liberty? These intellectuals barely noticed the opioid crisis running through small town America or the basis anger regarding illegal immigration. They were adamantly opposed to any restrictions of free trade while working class frustrations mounted over NAFTA and its ilk. This explains why J.D. Vance in his book Hillbilly Elegy was Washington's must-read book of 2017. It provided a portrait of rural America that the political class could digest without condescending to visit such places or talk to such voters. It turns out that the conservative intellectuals living inside the Acela corridor and funded exclusively by think tanks and foundations are poor barometers of Republican voter concerns. See, what ultimately this guy's saying in his hillbilly elegy is, at the very base level, you got to get out and touch people. We call it high touch. It was like the people that would come work on our charity, and they would just want to be, yeah, Kevin, I want to be on the committee for the charity to help the kids. And then there were the people that go, Kevin, I don't want to be on a committee. I want to be involved. Can we meet with the kids? Can we take them out? Can we do things? And you could see the very distinct groups. There are those who said, I want to be in the face of these kids. I want to be the one that's understanding their issues. And then there are those that went, I want to be the one seen helping. You know, the photo op. If a kid walked up to them, they would ignore them. But if there was a camera around, they would go, oh, you poor little baby, look at you. Yeah. He goes on, he says, this myopia has several causes. The first is a kind of culture capture that occurs when conservatives live in blue districts and big cities too long. I completely agree. In the black culture, we call them the hip-hop Republicans. They still believe that big government is necessary, but, you know, they want to pretend that they love capitalism and they got all these conservative values. But they're like, no, but it's government's responsibility. And when you call them on it, they're like, well, no, man, I mean, you got to understand, Kevin, that I run into them in big cities, particularly in New York. They become, he writes, in other words, clueless rhinos. The second reason is more obvious. Many of these people are paid to be openly hostile to the Trump agenda. The free trade abolitionist, or I'm sorry, the free trade absolutist at AEI and Cato are on salary to oppose any protectionist trade policies. Likewise, hawkish interventionists such as Max Boot knew they had no professional future once Trump's isolationist instincts became policy. He says, and I love this part, he says, there's also a low testosterone dilettantish strain of conservatism that has overdeveloped in the mainstream media to create such sterile hybrids as Michael Gershon, George Will, and David Brooks. Nothing sunk these so-called wise men lower in the estimation of their fellow conservatives than their blithe indifference to the Clintons' gangsterism. While Trump threw wild verbal haymakers at Hillary at campaign rallies, these intellectuals were basically on TV announcing they would be accommodationist for the Clinton machine's inevitable victory. Trump's base was fighting a war. These guys were sipping tea. The contrast in styles of conservatism was stark. It was the pugnacious billionaire against the stuffy wimps. That's exactly where we are today. Exactly. We've got a bunch of elitists who wouldn't fight for you if you put a bayonet on the end of their rifle and gave them a full, you know, shoulder strap of ammo. They wouldn't do it.
Well, what are you doing? You don't expect me to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I do. You know, you're gearing up, man. You got making sure you got your extra clips, you got your knife, you know, in the ankle, you got the knife on the side. You know, you're ready to go. You're ready for combat. And these guys are like,
oh, you don't expect us to fight.
Yeah, we do. We expect you to fight. We expect you to fight hard. We expect you to fight like your life depended on it. So I love that this guy's calling these folks out. Because this is long overdue. We got one more second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking more about the fall of the neocons, the intellectual types in our party that are looking for a home right now. And he's focused on, the guy that wrote this is part of the OANN network, and I forget his name, but he wrote this and he didn't even call out some of the younger ones. I'm calling out the younger ones, the Guy Bensons of the world, the Ben Shapiros of the world, and there are others. There's this other guy, I forget his last name, Ben something. I called him out on Twitter. He saw me at CPAC and he stopped me. Why are you having these Twitter battles with me? I'm like, I'm having Twitter battles because you're speaking like a leftist.
Oh, we could disagree, but I go, we can disagree.
And I don't have a problem with us disagreeing, you know, in most of the time philosophically. What I have a problem with is when you won't support somebody because it's obvious that you're, particularly when you're obviously wrong, and then you want to dump on Trump because you picked wrong. See, if you told me, Kevin, I don't like Trump, but, you know, I didn't like his style, but you know what, I'll give it to him because he's been successful. But, man, I just don't like his style. I would respect you, but if you're like, he's not even successful, because if you really think about it, you know, we have to wait more time. I go, then you're overlooking this, because the success is clear. It isn't like the thing where the guy's standing in front of the six and the other guy's on the other side, and one guy goes, it's a six, and he goes, it's a nine. It's not like that. There aren't two sides to this issue. Donald Trump is right. He's right on trade. He's right on immigration. He's right on fossil fuels. He's right on, you know, the how we handle our foreign policy with our economy and so on and so forth. He's right on it all. The only thing that Donald Trump has been wrong about, to be honest, is the hiring of Omarosa. He was dead wrong about that. And I talked about it the other day when I said, you know what? He made a huge mistake hiring that crazy woman, recording everything. She knew Omarosa got in there and knew she was going to be a poison pill. And said, you know what? I'll give myself an out. And she gets this fat contract on a book. You know, she's going to ride off into the sunset. But she was crazy when she was on The Apprentice. Trump never should have hired her. Anyway, he goes on to say this. This guy's writing about the fall of the neocons. He says, the greatest disconnect is religious and cultural. The Republican Party is overwhelmingly Caucasian and Christian and traditional on social issues, while its pundits skew Jewish and agnostic and libertarian. Krauthammer wanted to have it both ways, which is not unlike the hedging that Brooks and Goldberg have displayed. George Will went as far as to say, I'm an atheist. An agnostic is someone who is not sure. I'm pretty sure. I see no evidence of God. That's what George Will said. And meanwhile, he says, Gershon is a liberal Episcopalian who took to the pages of The Atlantic to attack evangelicals for supporting Trump. And some, the conservative intellectuals, didn't understand the basis concerns about religious liberty because they hardly cared for religion, which should have disqualified them long ago. But we as a group of conservatives have gotten to where we run from our religion. We're afraid of it. Oh, don't talk about religion. I love it when you guys write to me and say, Kevin, I appreciate you telling people you're a Christian. I appreciate that. I appreciate you talking about God. I appreciate you, you know, and by the way, I'm a flawed Christian. I don't want you putting any more faith in me than you're willing to put into somebody else that you know and love and care about. And I'll do the same. But here's what I will tell you. I believe in you. I do. I believe in you. I know you're going to screw up, but I believe in you. I believe in your heart. I believe in what you want out of life and what you want for other people. Now, I mean, to some degree, that's faith, right? He went out to say, the curious uniformity of the Never Trump crowd extends beyond them being heretics who claim to be spokesmen for the Christian base. On every important issue of the election, it was hard to find one of them who could even articulate Trump's position, let alone support it. Tucker Carlson was one of the few to see the stupidity early, and he registered his dissent well in a breakout essay. Conservative voters are being scolded for supporting a candidate they consider conservative because it was bad for conservatism. And by the way, the people doing the scolding, they are the ones who've been advocating for open borders, nation building in countries whose populations hate us, trade deals that eliminated jobs while enriching their donors, all while implicitly mocking the base for its worries about abortion, gay marriage, the pace of demographic change. Now they're telling their voters to shut up and obey, and if they don't, they're liberal. That's what they, and that's true. It's like, you know, if you debate being a racist, then you are even more of a racist. Says the sad truth was that Never Trumpers were not safeguarding the ideas of conservatism so much as themselves. Carlson nailed it. In the heart of the matter, if Trump is leading a populist movement, many of his Republican critics have joined an elitist one. Deriding Trump is an act of class solidarity, visible evidence of refinement, and proof that you live somewhere near a Walmart. That's why it says the continuing success of the Trump presidency has been met with escalating anger, vituperation from never Trumpers. The news cycle is a daily reminder that they were wrong about everything. Could you be wrong about everything and still be part of the elite? See, that's their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is you finding out they're not as smart as they think they are. No, I take it back. I was tricking you. Their biggest fear is knowing they're not as smart as they think they are. They just hate you know it too now. He says, that is a question being asked in front of many mirrors inside of many Washington mansions today. Many people mistook their policy positions for principles, and Trump made them look foolish. He writes, what do they stand for now? What does it mean to be a conservative if you're not clear about what you're conserving? And he says this, credit David Brooks, of all people, with waving the white flag first this April, and with some humility when he admitted that, quote, part of the problem is that anti-Trumpism has a tendency to be insufferably condescending. Brooks then basically summarized the great failure of the Never Trumpers as, quote, an epic attempt to offend 40% of our fellow citizens by reducing them to psychological inferiors. See, it's a funny thing when you walk around bourgeois and you think you know it all, and somebody else tells you, nope, you missed it. I'll put it into terms that I can help you understand. I remember this fat kid coming into the dojo, and it would be easy to dismiss him. He didn't look like much. I don't know what belt he was. He wasn't a black belt, I know that. And he gets in to move around, what we call it moving around, to spar with some of these kids who we know are pretty good fighters. And this little dude just wore him out. He wore him out. To look at him, you'd go, there's no way. If you had told me, I mean, I'm watching him fight, you know, brown belt in our class, who's a pretty tough guy. And this little kid doesn't look like much. He's a chubby, you know, like got the little, you want to pinch his cheeks. Until he started fighting. And then the last thing you were thinking about was pinching his cheeks. Underestimating people. Think, you know, you hear somebody talk like this and you think, oh man, he must be dumb. How smart can he be when you're over there talking like this? You're from the city. Where are you from? Oh, I live in Manhattan, Upper East Side. I work for a financial consulting firm or blah, blah, blah. And the other guy's, oh, really? That's a pretty cool thing. What do you do up there? And he's telling him, and you're thinking this is a bumpkin. And then you find out this is the dude that wrote the algorithm for stealth technology or something, you know? Don't dismiss people. But that's what the left does. And particularly, if you think the bourgeois on the left can be snooty, I'm introducing you to ours, the George Wills of the world. Anyway, he goes on to talk about Will. He says, meanwhile, his former comrade, George Will, was not for surrender or appeasement. He had finally found an enemy to relish, his fellow conservatives. One measure of Will's self-exile was the indifference his most recent column elicited, though it urged Republicans to, quote, vote against the GOP in midterms, quote, for their own good. Was anyone still listening? It was Will who sagely warned the world mere days before the election, until the Republican Party gets it right with minorities in this country, it's never going to win another presidential election. Not content with that spectacular blunder, the guy writes, Will had doubled down with the attacks on Billy Graham and Vice President Pence. The symbolism of such stunts, at least, was clear. As a model conservative, Will stands alone in his estimation. And what could be more conservative than voting for liberal Democrats? In that sense, Will's latest column was merely the fitting coda to a long career of effete snubbery, one that had led him to leave the party before it won the White House and march off officially into the wilderness. He says, someday his columns from the Trump years will be collected and they should be titled An Apotheosis of Narcissism. He would take his tea and his bow tie elsewhere. The headmaster of the stuffy wimps would not take part in the victory of the counterpunchers. At last, like so many of his fellow never-Trumpers, he was a pundit without a party and ultimately without an audience.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.